Good afternoon. It is 1:30 p.m. We are here today, May 29th, 2018, in the OPA hearing room, Suite 907 of the DNA building in Hagani, Guam, for the scheduling conference of OPAPA 18-002, Corando Corporation versus the Department of Public Works. Presiding over the hearing today are hearing officer Anthony Camacho and public auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Yuka Hechinova and Jared Hernandez. Will appellant Corando please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Hi, good afternoon. Joyce Tang and Vanessa Williams for Corando. And with me here is Jack Kim, who is the institutional representative for Corando.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency DPW please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yeah, Tom Keeler on behalf of the Attorney General's Office. Also present is the Director of the Department of Public Works, Glenn Leagro.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Before we start, I'd like to just make a couple of comments. Past Sunday, I had the pleasure of driving from Inarajan to Mariso and seeing the two bridges finished. And so it was really quite nice after such a prolonged area. And to see the bridges there, about 2 months ago or so, they were still, the one lane type of thing. But now it looks really very nice, and so I do want to thank Corando as well as DPW and all the people involved for finally seeing this project to fruition. It has taken many. I've lost track of how many years it's taken, but at least now we have a really two beautiful bridges, and I just wanted to thank everybody that's been involved. That being said, Glenn and I had an informal discussion, and I said, how are things coming? And that's when he had told me that the bridge was finished, and I said, and how are settlement negotiations going on? And I recalled Glenn, we're getting close. And I said, oh, great. And hopefully we can come to some kind of settlement. Because in the end, it is really better for the people of Guam if both parties can reach some kind of amicable settlement. But that being said, I understand where the parties want to go, and we're here now to set up the next hearing on the matter. But it might be even later because the number of Anthony, I just found it was going to be off island. So I'll just let Mr. Camacho take over.
Okay. So in terms of the formal hearing for today, I think you all got the notice that this was turned into a scheduling conference. We simply are regaining the capability to have the communications necessary for essentially the off-island witnesses, which I believe there still are, to testify. So rather than force the parties to amend, the scheduled order of the appearance of the witnesses, we decided simply to take the hearing off calendar and reschedule it. But that's not on the party's fault. That was sua sponte by the OPA,
Yeah. Okay,
as stated in the brief. Before we get into that, there's still one remaining motion that we are still going through. That is the appellant's motion to compel. We've already heard that motion, but I have gone through approximately 60% of the procurement record. I anticipate finishing that process. Just so you know, it is a page-by-page review, specifically looking for the items specified by the appellant. But I anticipate coming to the decision in that matter by the end of this week. I just have that 40% more of this very extensive procurement case. So just so the parties know, this is not I didn't convert anything to some other program and do a search. This is a page-by-page review.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. This is on the motion to compel. Following the...
No. That's already been heard. I'm just saying that's where we're at. We're not here to re-argue the motion.
No, I'm not. I just would like to give you an update to the extent it's relevant. Following the hearing, there have been communications between the parties, and we've received additional documents, and we are working together to get
the
information.
Was it May 2nd or 3rd supplement?
I don't have the dates in front of me, but following the hearing on the motion to compel, the parties have discussed, and there have been additional documents produced, and communications regarding previous productions. I'm sure Mr. Keeler can confirm that, and we are working it out with them. So I think at this point, we are, at least for Coronda, we believe that we have the documents that we requested. We also have clarification on the matters relating to the documents.
Well, before we find it's moot, you'd have to file something stating that you withdraw your motion. Until such date, I'm going to have to continue through and decide it.
Okay. We will.
Just like in Superior Court, if you make a motion and then suddenly a party feels it's moot, they're obligated to at least inform the tribunal so that the tribunal will not expend any more resources and effort and scant resources
okay.
and effort.
I will discuss this with Mr. Keeler. Mm-hmm. It probably will be by stipulation unless Mr. Keeler has a different opinion.
Okay, but until I get something, my objective is to try to finish that particular motion by this week.
All right, thank you.
Hence, that's why my eyes are still a little red here. In any event, that's where we're at on that motion. So the last and really the only reason we're here is we have to schedule another formal hearing. And I believe the parties have submitted their filings or completed their pleadings, with the exception of perhaps a hearing brief. I'm not too sure. I didn't look at that. They got the hearing briefs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So all the briefs have been filed. So simply it's just scheduling a hearing. I understand the parties are still in settlement negotiations, but once again, until we receive some kind of confirmation that this case is fully resolved, we still have to schedule a hearing and proceed with it if we have to. So I believe the public auditor won't be available till around mid-June. I personally will be off island from approximately, I don't have my cell phone with me, I forgot it at home, so I'd have to go home and confirm, but I think around safely from the 15th to approximately the 25th or 26th is when I'm returning. June, that's correct.
I'm off island from the 26th.
From the 26th
to the 1st
okay.
of July. Okay.
So what about the first week of July? I get a nod from Mr. Keeler.
I think we're good with that. Right? First week of July. Yeah, okay.
We're talking July 2nd?
It would be maybe... Okay, we have one hearing on July. I'm thinking of another case. I have to look at my calendar. But, yeah, we can start and try for a second.
And approximately how long?
Same thing. I think we...
3 days, right?
Previously said 6 days, three days.
Did we say three or... Yeah.
I'm leaning towards six.
Yeah. I would like to think it wouldn't go that long, but that's what we projected originally.
My typical mathematics is whatever the parties say times two. So approximately a week. All right, so how about July the 2nd?
Okay.
Now that date might change, because like I said, without my phone, I have to look at my personal account. I have some trials coming up, but...
At 9 a.m.?
The party's available
at 9. For the entire day, right?
Correct.
And then all that week.
Through the 9th, that would be 6 days.
Because
it's
a holiday,
as we know.
That's right. And what I'll do is I will come up with a, I've lost count, I want to say the third scheduling order in the case. But I don't know, I think if the parties have already done with their pleadings,
everything
it'll probably just be a notice of the formal hearing. Are there any other issues we need to take up?
None.
Okay. And I want to stress that I know the parties are in settlement negotiations, but until we get, withdrawal of your motion, Ms. Tang, or something filed, and until we get some kind of stip to dismiss of some kind, we have to proceed as though the case would be going forward.
And would you still have off-island witnesses come in, or would you have them physically be present?
On our side, I believe everyone will be here, our witnesses. But I understand that the DPW witnesses, which we will cross examine, are off-island. We've agreed to provide the TV and the screen and the equipment. Just
We've had with Ms. Tech.
No, but right now our Wi-Fi.
No, right now we don't. But
we don't.
But we can. We would be able to provide the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
We're going to try to resolve that then.
Yeah.
Well, but we're going to have that resolved by.
By the end of June, hopefully.
Well, by the end of June. Okay.
But it might not.
But we've agreed to assist and provide it through a Wi-Fi.
The only issue is sometimes because this happened with the. The Cortec case where our Wi-Fi wasn't strong enough,
mm-hmm.
So they were willing to provide the device.
Okay.
But yeah,
I thought in Cortec we use a MiFi.
That's what I mean.
I use our MiFi
because we worked it out with the staff and they were able to do a test and then they notified that the width wasn't strong enough.
The broadband, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So we do this in Superior Court
for
our hearings through Skype and through the MiFi, it works.
Yeah.
So we're fine with, you don't have to worry about that. If the your Wi-Fi is not up, we're ready to proceed.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm a little hesitant to do that without some capability, communications capability.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
And that will be primarily DPW's witnesses.
Well,
who would come.
Two items. First off, DPW is going to have 3 off-island witnesses. Number 2, the director has just advised me that he's arriving or returning to Guam
on the
evening of the 2nd.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
He will not be here.
Okay.
He will not be here.
Okay.
So
the evening, so he'll barely have some.
He'll be available on the 3rd.
Shall we start
well,
on the
might
5th?
As well start on the 5th.
Yeah,
might as well start on the 5th.
Isn't the 5th a Friday?
No,
it's
Thursday.
5th it is.
Okay. Yeah, might as well.
Right,
if
so
you're coming in on
it.
The...
July 5th at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay, tentatively, I will schedule the... I'll confirm my availability and then issue the notice of hearing.
Well, in your case, though, you'll definitely be back.
I'll be back then, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I know I have some trials in July. I don't think they're the first week, though.
But we could resolve all of this if we settle.
And I think the parties have been working through it.
Mm-hmm.
So my understanding is they've made some progress, at least from what I've heard or reported to me.
Okay. All right. So do you have anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. So we will issue the decision in order and the notice of the hearing. Hopefully both by this week.
Okay. And if we'll
thank
try
you.
To get our stipulation in.
That's
okay.
That's okay. Yeah, unless, you know.
So we could save you your eyes.
That would stop
thank
everything.
You. Thank you.
So, and we're off
take
the
that
record.
As a,
we're off the record at 1:46.
For our billing, take that as a hand.